Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex information. And if you do go to sexwithemily.com, you listen to our shows, you check out all the information, your sex life will improve.
What are you looking at?
You?
No, hey, look at the camera.
I never look at the camera. I always look at you. Is the camera
so weird? Yeah,
because usually the camera's in a different location.
I was looking over at the screen to make sure the camera's okay, and it's like you're looking off into...
Okay, I'll look at the camera, but usually like I'm looking at you, which
something.
Looks like I'm looking at the camera. As you know, you have a camera choice. You can watch the show or listen to the show. And we have our amazing Friends with Benefits members. Thank you, for everyone, for subscribing. Today is our Free Friday show, and we love our Free Friday show. And it's actually the Freaky Friday show. We're going to be talking about some freaky sex things that you might not have known about, or maybe you did and you want to try. And we have a special guest, one of my favorites, Jamie Waxman. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Emily.
She is a co-author of our book, Hot Sex, as you know that we've been talking about. I'm flashing into the screen here. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And Jamie is a sex educator. She knows more about sex than almost anyone I know. So I think that Jamie, we're just going off. And I have to mention this to you, Menace.
Yes.
Before you came in,
uh-huh.
We kind of did something a little sneaky. A
little the fucking
dirty.
Dog in here.
No, the dog's not okay. Here. Jamie, do you want to? Do you have it nearby?
It's right here.
Okay, so me,
what is that?
Tiana, did you join in this?
Yes, she
intern
did.
Tiana.
I did.
It's called Shunga. Shunga?
It's Shunga is the company, and then the gel, it's
Jinga.
Female orgasm enhancing cream. We all rubbed it on our private parts.
Are you serious?
Yes, uh-huh. We're all tingling right now.
Like, you guys, like, drop some E before you
get in. I know, that's what I feel like.
It's weird. Like, I just feel very warm in my body and very cool in my clit.
Exactly. It's my clit's cool right now.
Wow.
I've got a cooling clit, and Jamie made me do it.
It's nice to have a cool awesome. Clit on a Friday.
Cool kit on a freaky Friday. So it's called Shunga. If you want to try it, it's female orgasm enhancing cream, and it's just to help women orgasms, right? Because it helps the blood rush to your engorges.
It definitely like brings awareness to your areas where you place it. And I guess I haven't tried it during intercourse yet, but I assume that if air hits it while you're doing this, that the tingling, cooling sensation gets even stronger.
Wow.
There are lots of these out on the market. And I was in L.A. this week. I just moved to San Francisco.
What? Woo-woo. Welcome.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. And
where are you originally from?
Again? I'm originally from New York.
New York.
Kiss for Lovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you ready for the men in San Francisco? They're
I hope
a bunch
so.
Of pussies.
Oh my God!
I love
don't
me a good
she
pussy.
Just moved yesterday? don't warn. She'll find that out in no time. I'm sure.
So I was just at the XBiz Retail Expo in Los Angeles.
What happened there? What is that exactly? Tell us.
So this is an expo that happens at least once a year. It might be twice a year. And this was all sex toy manufacturers where I was. There were two expos going on. And so there were over 50 – there were 57 booths
wow.
of different manufacturers who were promoting their newest products and some of their, you know, best sellers. And so I was actually hired by XBiz to go around and interview somebody from each of the booths to ask them about what they're excited about for 2012, what their best-selling products are.
Oh, my
are.
God. So
I learned a lot.
Oh, my God. That's really cool. Are you going to be writing this all up?
Or well, actually, we did video. I mean, there was a camera guy following me around, and I interviewed someone. So they're going to cut the videos and put them on the XBiz website.
Awesome.
And XBiz is like it's one of the industry sources for all like the sex toys and porn, and then it was just such a fun time. And Shunga was one of the booths that I stopped at, and they gave me this great lip gloss too that's clear, that is like great for blowjobs. It tastes really yummy.
Oh my God.
And they do a lot of like the sensual sort of creams and chocolates and things like that for couples. They're very couple focused.
Okay. So what was some of the highlight thing? You interviewed 57 people. So what's the big stuff coming for 2012?
Well, one thing I was really interested in, I brought you guys each one of these are these mask sexual flavor
right.
strips. So this guy Michael and his company interviewed, they said it was a really large study they did for women and gay men to ask them what would get them to give more blowjobs. And they said they didn't do cunnilingus because they thought that women would be offended with the same question, which was
okay.
interesting.
Right.
And they found out that taste was a really big factor for going down. So they made these strips, and there's chocolate, there's
right.
mango, like this one's
strawberry.
We
interviewed the guy.
We did.
Is it the same guy?
It is the same guy, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't actually have them to taste. So
are they from Santa Cruz?
They are from somewhere.
Okay.
Outside of their mother's vagina.
Yeah.
So do you want to taste one, Menace? I'm going to taste watermelon. Why?
Because I don't plan on giving any blowjobs anytime soon.
But
so
maybe
you
should.
I think we should all taste them. Come on, Menace.
Or Tiana could and get on, stick her little face in the camera.
She said mango was his favorite. So
mango.
If you have mango.
Just try it. You can use
I'm
it.
Good.
I'm good.
Here's mango. I have good. Strawberry.
Okay, so these are strips that mask, they mask the taste of semen.
The salt, bitter. Well, they mask certain things like salt and bitterness and certain flavors that your tongue experiences for 15 minutes. So I actually still have some coffee, so I'm curious to see what's going to happen when I take this, what the coffee will taste like. Like I asked him what a potato chip would taste like after this, and he said you would taste the carb, which I'm not really sure what carb tastes like.
Right, me
but
neither.
But you wouldn't taste the salt and other things. And it, like I said, 15 minutes, it lasts. You put this on. And apparently it makes oral sex more enjoyable. I originally was honestly very offended by the product.
Right.
But as I got to know the man and the product, I feel like if this helps people and
exactly.
it makes blowjobs more fun for people who don't enjoy them like I do, then all the
right.
power to them.
Don't you think that, yeah. Menace? If women can give – this helps
anything
women.
That helps a woman – give more blowjobs. I'm all for
we're
it.
We're tasting and we're
how
sucking these
it?
Down right now. I don't know. They don't even. I have watermelon.
Menace, you're so big and strong.
Oh, well, I heard.
Well,
yeah.
that also can be a result of diet and smoking and beer
Let's
drinking.
Let's talk about that. So semen can taste. Okay, so today's show, it's Freaky Friday.
Well, first thing they need to work on the fucking design of opening these things.
Okay, but Jamie, I think we're just going all over today. And this everything that we talk about today is going to change your world.
So
your world.
That's the strip right? Yours is green.
Mine's green. I've got a green watermelon.
Yours is orange.
Okay, so which does it matter which way it goes, I wonder? And you put it on your
tongue? No, I think it's just dissolved.
Yeah, it's just like one of those
Listerine strips.
Right.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Okay, so here's strawberries, pink.
I need a penis right now.
I'm a little nervous.
I feel like I need a penis to see if it really works to give a blowjob.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is it bad?
It's not
very
bad.
Sweet.
It's watermelony. Which one's yours, mango?
Strawberry.
Maybe they put extra flavoring on it, though, because they need it to mask the
Tiana,
the
what do
semen.
You have, chocolate? You
mango,
like it?
They said was the best. It was very jelly at the end. Did yours get gelatin-like?
It's jelly.
Yeah, but that's what those okay. Listerine strips do.
I mean, I got to tell you, a lot of women have strong aversions to oral yeah. performing oral sex on guys. And if it has to do with taste, which I did not know that was the main reason, but it would
it's
make sense.
Reason.
It would make sense. But I didn't know that was like the number one thing. Mm-hmm. Pop in a mask.
And
it lasts for 15 minutes, which is more than those Listerine yeah. strips. Those never last. They don't seem like they last 15 minutes.
Do you taste very watermelony? I'm very strawberry right
now. I'm very watermelony.
Well, I also heard, you know, for you guys that get these strips for your ladies and they don't like them because of the taste and stuff like that, it's a little more costly. But if you get a Chanel purse for your lady, I heard you get a huge amount of blowjobs. It's
really?
Just like insane,
right,
like one
right.
after the other.
But is that like over a long period of time, or is that
I heard
you're talking
it's
about
like
short
at least for like a week?
I think that's a short. I think that's like a Fast and Furious. Like she's
yeah.
psyched about the purse for like a week.
Yeah.
I don't think it has long standing impact.
It probably doesn't, but you know, whatever.
She forgets. She's on to the next. She wants a Gucci purse
the
next week.
This is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it is a lot cheaper.
It is a lot cheaper. Hold on. I just dropped my pen.
Oh,
okay.
God.
So for me, I mean, I definitely taste the strawberry still. I also feel like it freshened my breath a little. Do you
oh,
guys?
Good.
Okay. So you have that same feeling too. Yeah. So yeah, so this was one of the interesting products that I had never ever come across before. And yeah, years of research. I mean,
it's a little water. I need a drink. Or a penis.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so what else did you find out at the
expo? Okay, so another thing that the WeVibe 3. WeVibe has come out now. WeVibe is this couple's vibrator.
Right. I have one of them. I love it.
You probably have the
I've
one.
I've used it. You know, they sent it to me years ago, and I used it. Yeah, I have the one. So tell me about the WeVibe. It's good because it's couples.
Well, it's for couples, and you wear it while you're having intercourse because most women, 33% of women, can orgasm through vaginal penetration alone. And I still believe those women have clitoral stimulation, being their clitoris is being engaged during the rubbing process of the thrusting or whatever.
Okay.
So the WeVibe helps women orgasm by it's a clitoral and a G-spot stimulator that you slide inside of you and then the penis slides under it.
Right.
Now the WeVibe 3 has all of these new pulsing features, their favorite pulsing features, and this is my favorite part, it's remote control. So you can change it. So the woman Sarah Bobis, who's the marketing director at WeVibe, I adore her.
Okay.
She gave this great idea. You basically like she can be your wife could be wearing it. You walk in the door, you have the remote in the car, you turn it on before you get home so she knows that you're on your way home.
Oh, I like it.
You text her, put in the WeVibe, I'll let you know when I'm home, and bam, when you get home, you turn it on.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, the WeVibe's gotten great press and a lot
it's
of mentions.
It's the number one selling sex toy for couples. I mean, so much so that the two who started it have gone into semi-retirement.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay,
how
I
good
think
it
you can
is.
Buy it at Adam and Eve. Can you buy it at adamandeve.com?
I would hope so. I would check it out
okay,
at adamandeve.com.
Okay, adamandeve.com, just so you all know, you get 50% off one item and you get the new old Kim Kardashian sex CD they're throwing in. Her sex tape, plus a mystery gift, plus free shipping if you use coupon code Emily at checkout. So just go to adamandeve.com and you can buy the WeVibe. I actually have one. I used it once. I need to get more into it because it keeps coming up how great it is.
I do think two things. One, if you have pubic hair, you want to use lube with it. Well, you want to use lube anyway, but you want to make sure you use lube on the external part
Okay. Because
it hurts the pubic hair sometimes from the
okay.
silicone. Oh, and the other thing is the 3 is like fully immersible. There's no little battery. It's amazing. And then the other thing is it also depends on your fit. I mean, that's going to be the biggest factor for people.
Okay.
Some people who are like, well, it didn't really do it for me. If your partner's really well endowed and you're really small, then it could be not the most – it could be the toy that's not right for you. But there are so many other toys that are. But
okay.
WeVibe 3, oh, check it out. I think it's amazing.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
I keep on thinking Wii, like the Nintendo
Wii. Oh,
it's
WeVibe, V-I-B-E.
Cool. But they have sexual attachments now for the Wii. I heard.
Oh, the Wii. The Wii.
Yeah, the Wii.
Wii.
Oh, Nintendo really? Game. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay, I've got watermelon cool. mouth.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to throw everything off real quick, but I just have to ask you because it's just going to bug me the entire time you're talking. Last time you were here, you were talking about not shaving your pits.
Okay.
Let me know how that goes.
So that went for 4 months. I did not shave my pits.
What?
I actually
have
photos. I will send you guys photos. But I am proud to say I have shaved. I decided when I was moving from Los Angeles, I actually went from August to December without shaving
nice.
My pits. And
good
I have
job.
To tell you, in Los Angeles, it got weird because I'd be at the gym and we'd be stretching in class. And I would see the gym instructor like do three double takes on me. Yeah. Like,
three
did
double-
this girl really like come in with
LA?
Pits in
rep-
LA?
Represent.
Yeah. But what happened was... I've been seeing someone and he was like, it would be really sexy if I could shave your pits. And I was like, okay, when I leave Los Angeles, let's make that like, I wanted to make it into a merkin, honestly, but it wasn't enough hair for a pubic hair wig. So he did shave my pits. And ever since then, I've been shaving and I honestly miss the hair.
You do?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So what kind of, what did you learn from it? Why were you doing it?
Well, I learned a lot of it was about me. I was doing it at first. I did it just to see how I would feel if I still felt feminine and sexy and what that meant to me.
Right.
And then also the reactions from people like partners and whatever else. I learned that most people, if they loved me, would deal with it but weren't like excited by it.
Yeah. We love you, Jamie, stay over there. Right.
Right. And then I actually by the end, I was getting a little sick of it because I was feeling uncomfortable because there was
Is
so
– itchy?
It wasn't itchy and I didn't smell bad, but like, you know, I'd put my pit down and there would still be hairs.
Oh.
That is just, yeah. I mean, Jamie, my hat goes off to you for doing that. So, I can't imagine. Were you shaving your legs at the time?
Yeah. For some reason, I don't like hair on my legs. I wax. So it's like funny. Like it was just my pits. In fact, when I went in for my waxing before I shaved, she looked at me and she goes, I don't think it's your pubes we should be worrying about.
Yeah. I love it.
Now, when he shaved you, did you have like a ceremony or like, was there any candles lit and some R. Kelly music playing?
It was like the day before I was leaving Los Angeles. He cut it first. He did it very gently and he cut
you
it.
You do need to cut it when it gets that long.
You do need to cut it when it gets that long. And then he just shaved it very gently. And honestly, what's been great is I haven't shaved very much. Like this, I've shaved twice since it's happened.
Oh, because the hair growth, you let it grow for a while. So there you go. That's a good reason to grow your armpits. You don't have to shave as much. I lasered mine off.
You do? Now, do you have to go back and
never. It's done for life. I did it 10 years ago. I never shaved my armpits. I have no hair.
Wow.
It's life-changing.
Wow.
It's like one less thing to worry about.
Laser.
Yeah. Laser. Yeah. And what else were some big things there? So we got the mats. We got the Wii vibe.
So there's so many I'm really excited about. Stockroom, JT Stockroom out of Los Angeles is more of a kinky. They're very into the kink BDSM world. They have a very affordable electro stim kit, the Violet Wand kit that's theirs, which has been out for a little while. But what they're putting out this year, I think if it's not out now, it's coming out in March. It's a metal plate. And I forgot it. Guys, if you're listening from Stockroom, let us know what it is. I forgot what it's called, but it's something. It's either a clip or a buckle in the main. And it's a metal cord. It's a metal plate, and then it's attached to this long cord. And your body becomes the electro stim. So if I touched you and I was wearing this belt buckle, you would start to feel shocky and tingly.
Oh my God!
We did a 3-person chain. One of my other friends did a 5-person chain, and it was one of the most. I felt so alive afterwards.
Wow!
And I'm like really scared of large shocks.
Yes.
And I loved it, and I want one.
Well, I saw that Adam and Eve, they have a shock therapy electro sex kit.
It's a great way
to
start.
It's called Sex and Mischief Bed Bondage Kit. Oh, it's a sexy slave kit if you want it, if everyone wanted to try it out. I'd never heard of it.
The thing about electro stim that you need to know, and the belt buckle would be different, but if it's pieces that are attaching to your body – if the electrostim is too much, you must turn it off before you rip the pad off of your skin.
Okay, good to know.
Huge, huge mistake I once made.
Okay.
It's very painful.
You made a mistake. You got the shocks.
It's
okay.
It's very painful.
Okay, and anything else there that you love?
So I can go on and on.
Right,
really.
I love it. No, this is good. This is like what's happened in 2012 for sex.
Doc Johnson is coming out with a line of toys called Wonderland that looks like a very famous story tale. Story tale? Is that even a word?
No.
Fairy tale? It looks it's if you can think of what might go with Wonderland, there's a cat and a worm and a mushroom and a rabbit, and they are little pocket rockets adorable. I'm in love with the cat. So Doc Johnson has this Wonderland line coming out that is so cool and like $40 and under for these beautiful, great gift toys that I think everyone's going to love. Okay, another one. So Slickwood and Love – well, Love Honey is like the big brand, and they're out of the UK, but they have – this rock box coming out that they claim is way more powerful, and I've put it on over my clothes at the expo than this, you know, the famous magic wand.
Yes.
They claim that this puts it to shame in some ways.
It puts the Hitachi magic wand to shame.
And I have to tell you, they put it up to number 6 and I was screaming to get it off. Like, it looks like a power tool and you put it on your, and you like hold it on your body, and I was freaking. I think the whole expo floor heard me screaming.
Oh,
I was like,
my God. I love it.
Number 5 is alive. And then they have a new rabbit coming out called the Happy Rabbit, and it's all silicone and it has no, it's all bendy. There's no hard pieces.
Okay.
It's beautiful, and it's poppy colors like purples and pinks, and I was really excited by that.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. I love to hear all the new toys. I wish I went with you. Jesus Christ, would we have fun. God damn it. I wanted to go. That's awesome. What's up, Menace? What are you thinking?
No, nothing. I was just thinking about –
all this talk about sex toys is making you want to leave.
No.
Menace has never used a sex toy yet.
I was thinking about CES. I'm depressed that we didn't go.
Everyone did CES. Yeah, I know. We were talking about it. But you were saying even AV. We were thinking because CES and the adult video
news. A&E Expos.
Everyone's in Vegas
time.
Right now. Yeah.
But the truth is CES and A&E weren't the same time this year. It's the first year that they aren't. A&E is actually next week at the same time as a gun show, I heard. So that should be an interesting –
oh, my God. That should be an intro mix.
Yes.
Let's
it's next
go.
Week. Damn, it's the 18th,
I know.
19th,
we
and
totally
20th.
Go.
Road trip.
I want you to know that I am doing a contest right now where I'm giving away a couple copies of our book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You got to email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and let me know why you think you need a copy of this book. Why do you deserve a copy of this book? Give me a compelling reason, and we might just give you a copy of it. How about that? And also, we've got a poll. We've got the results to our latest poll, which was, what is your first date deal breaker? Okay, ready? Showing up without a plan, 7%. 20% said splitting the bill. 40% said rude to the waiter and talking about their ex, 33%. So the biggest thing that pisses people off if they're rude to the waiter. I would think it would be showing up without a plan, because that pisses me off. First date,
well,
have a plan.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You're screwing
yourself. You're screwed. You need
it.
Yeah,
so what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I had this first date not too long ago. It was an effing nightmare.
Why?
Because a place that I planned on going to go eat was closed.
Oh. So what'd you do? Backup. What'd you do?
Backup.
Taco Bell was closed? I thought Taco Bell never closes.
No, right? But it was too late and it was closed. Then I go, oh, but I already planned ahead of time. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to this restaurant and then we're going to go to this bar. We go to the bar. The bar is packed, and I go to pay for the drinks. They're like, oh, yeah, cash only. There's an ATM in the back.
Oh.
I go, oh, okay.
Oh, you're that dude.
I was like, oh, okay. So I go back to the ATM. The fucking ATM – I'm using the F
it's
word
fine.
A lot
we can
today.
Swear sometimes.
ATM wasn't working.
So what'd you do?
And there was no other places around to go to the ATM. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. We got to go to another place. So then we had to drive super far to another place. Go into this other place, find out it's only wine and beer.
Oh, that's your biggest nightmare.
Biggest nightmare
I
of my
know.
Life.
So, honey, but that's a bad date.
Okay,
did you ever go out with her again?
Yeah, I went out with her again, but oh, my
no,
God.
That is a bummer.
You got to have backup plans.
You got to have cash. You got to have backup plans. You got to have the whole thing.
What do you mean I'm
really
that dude? What did you mean by that when I
– What did I – you're
because
that
Because I was like, I went to go pay and it was cash only.
Oh,
I went
you're
to
that
go pay. I'm like –
No, you're that dude that didn't no. There's always the dude that doesn't have the wallet or the money. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
But you know, there's always those stories like, oh, I forgot my wallet. Yeah. You think you can cover this dinner on our first date? I'm kidding. You're not really that dude.
All right.
That's what I meant. Don't be offended.
Like,
I'm like that guy
that tries to pay with his card. That's like the most
Honey,
common.
Honey, I said that 30 seconds ago. You know I don't remember.
So, wait, Menace, are you looking for a girlfriend or are you just like dating?
I would like a girlfriend.
Okay.
But I don't know. Have you met women? It's so hard.
Menace?
I do sometimes think if I was a dude, I'd just be gay.
Yeah. Exactly. I would too, but the sex hurts too much. So
how
that's
do you
why
know?
I can't
you
get
haven't
down
tried it, honey.
What if you give? You don't have to receive.
Oh, no. I'm
Menace
good.
Doesn't really – like. Okay, do you call waiting for women to hit on you and fall on your lap dating? That's how Menace dates.
That's
how I roll. He doesn't ask people out.
No.
He doesn't.
Really?
I do.
I go out with people. She's just like, I'm just not going out with every single person that says yes like she does. That's
every
just
person.
Me.
He thinks I say yes to every
picky.
Person.
You make out with everybody.
Just Reed Mihalko when he was on the show. Jamie knows Reed, the guy that I kissed in the kissing workshop.
Wait, was that the only guy you made out with recently?
I made out with, yeah, I think that was the only guy I made out with. I had to do a kissing workshop a few months ago, and Menace was appalled.
Menace, how do you really feel about it?
It was not one of my finer moments, but it was, you know what? I feel like it was a good vibrations, and it was a kissing workshop where I was the model for him, and I feel like we did a service and we helped people.
What
learn
did you
to
learn
kiss.
About kissing?
You should definitely brush your teeth beforehand. No. At least the guy should.
Wow.
And I think, you know, just the same things you say about kissing. Like, if you – because Menace and I have this thing. He's like, if a girl's a bad kisser, it's game over. Or he doesn't kiss her. He just fucks her. But
yeah.
But I think that you can improve kissing. What do you think? What's your
A bad kisser's a bad kisser.
This is what
I think.
They
can get a little bit better, but if you just don't have that connection.
I dated someone for a long, long, long time that the first time I kissed him – I know he's not listening, so I can say this – I thought, oh, dear boy, you are the worst kisser I've ever dated. Now, I dated him for years after this.
Okay.
And honestly, it never got to the point where we were good kissing. If it's not there, I agree with Menace on this. If it's not there, the chemistry, I mean, they might not be a bad kisser for someone else.
Right.
But if it's not there with you.
That's the thing.
It can only improve so much. And you either, like, I need to melt that first kiss now, or I'm not going to be able to do it.
That's interesting. I always think you can kind of approve it a little, but that's how Menace
feels.
That's
how I feel.
Yeah, that's right. I guess I feel like I haven't had that many bad kissers.
But it doesn't mean that you're going to have a bad relationship with that person either.
No, but it means kissing's really important. If you're like, I just skipped right to the oral sex or whatever. You're like, just go down on me. We don't need to kiss.
We went straight to Pound Town.
Kissing.
We use Pound Town now on the show. I don't think she likes
it. Where'd you get it?
Huh? Pound Town? Everyone talks
about that. We're going to Pound Town?
No.
Pound Town?
I know what it means.
I mean, I get it. We're not dumb. Pound Town. But Menace, yeah, it's hilarious. Are you going to Pound Town this weekend?
I'm
going
to try to go to Pound Town as many times as I can this weekend.
Do you have plans with someone to go to Pound Town?
I currently don't have any plans to go to Pound Town.
It doesn't matter
with
Menace because he just gets wasted and then he finds someone.
We're just like, hey, what's up?
And then he has
Hey.
Hey, do you have a
favorite condom? I go, the next stop is the What?
Do you have a favorite condom?
The favorite condom, probably. Trying to think, I don't know. I always thought to get the Trojan ultra ribbed condoms, or like, oh, that's what you're supposed to get, or whatever. But it doesn't really matter to me. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have a favorite condom?
Because they say they don't feel a difference. Do you feel a difference at all?
I really don't.
There are some condoms I just. There are some thicker condoms, but I love Crown. It's been my favorite for years.
I don't even know it.
I don't even know who honestly makes it. It's Crown and Beyond 7 are the two that come from this company. Crown is like a pale pink light. It's always been reliable. It's never broken on me.
Okay.
And when I give it to guys to use for the first time, they're like, I've never heard of this. And they actually say it feels different.
Oh,
really?
That's good. Because a lot of guys are like anti-condom.
Yeah, I'm trying this new titanium condom. I don't know how much pleasure it is for her, but
we've got a lot of lifestyles condoms. Lifestyle sent us a bunch of condoms that we're going to be doing some giveaways.
Kiss of Mint. If they sent you any Kiss of Mint,
no.
I don't know.
Well, those are the minty ones, right? Those are cool.
They're amazing. Yeah. And they're non lubricated.
They tingle you just like my clitoris is tingling right now. Have we mentioned that we put on clitoris? We put on this. If you're just joining the show, we put on this cream. Erotic
Shunga
cream of arousal cream.
Yeah.
All of our clitorises are getting aroused
right
now.
It's like ecstasy for your clitoris.
Kind of. That's a good tagline if you
There's
want to
There's actually a company called, I thought it was called Extase, E-X-T-A-S-E, and they make this little remote control vibrator, and you can program up to like 30 vibes on one remote, but it's E-X-T-A-S-E, and it's pronounced ecstasy.
Oh,
nice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
I was like, so tell me about Extase. And they were like, well, we'll tell you about ecstasy.
Now, have they gone solar power with these things yet? You know?
I've seen one or two.
Yep.
Really?
I have heard about that. Yeah. Solar power vibrators?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen
them yet.
Because
you got to go green.
Rechargeable is way more popular than the solar
power. A lot of the vibrators are rechargeable now.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
No, yeah, they're, of course they're... rechargeable. Well, don't, aren't you afraid like, of the ones that plug into the wall?
No,
that's one of my favorite.
Are you serious?
Honey.
Aren't you afraid of like some malfunction? You have never visited the manufacturer or like warehouse, like where they put these things together. It could be some like crazy person and he like misses some part of the safety mechanism that keeps it from electrocuting
and then
your
vagina.
You better not
up.
Get in your car because what if like the guy at the car deal like when he created your car? He
yeah,
was like, I'm
don't
gonna...
be paranoid. But are you talking about the Hitachi magic wand?
I'm
favorite?
Actually talking about the aerosolator, which is
oh,
like
I
the
know.
Aerosolator.
Honey, you told me about that. I don't know about it.
I love it's this. It's got a long like 30-foot cord. It looks like a toothbrush. Really, it's gold.
How do you spell it again?
Eroscillator. There's a link on my site on jamiewaxman.com.
Yeah, that- Jamie. Okay, if you want to know who this amazing chick is, jamiewaxman.com. But how do you spell it?
Jamye.
Yeah. Hard.
I have
to
it's not my fault.
I have a question. So now they have like all these sex robots, you know, that guys can have sex with. Is there any robots for women yet?
I haven't seen like a high-end sex robot for women yet, but yeah. There are, you know, lots of dildos and you can put them in like pillows so that they mm-hmm. stay in a specific place. Like there are sex pillows and things like that. There are this one company made this little blow-up man ring toss for bachelorette parties. And they put one of their employees' faces on it because he didn't show up to work one day.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
So there's like that, but you wouldn't have sex with it.
Really.
Right.
But there are lots of – oh, another thing that I like was just like enamored with this weekend. Cal Exotics came out with a line. There's this guy, Phil Verone, who was a drummer for Skid Row.
Yeah.
And I was like a huge Skid Row freak, but I think he was after my time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they made a line of his toys and they made these – vibrating drumsticks that are adorable. And then they made a Phil Verone dong and it's pierced. You can take out the piercing and he has a freaking thick cock. Like
so they made it.
They made his penis. He was on Sex Rehab.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Do you know him?
No.
He's some rocker, but his cock is like really big. And so he molded it and it's
sure it
pierced.
Is. How do you know it's really his? Like if I was a guy and I was molding my cock, I'd be like, yeah, this
no,
is my
he
cock.
No, he goes into, they went, I mean, because I know the women who run Cal Exotics and they did it with him.
Okay.
Like he
it's
had
really
to
come his cock.
There.
I would
it's
just really, say any guy could be like, this is my cock.
And he's in Playgirl like from a few years ago.
Okay,
so we
saw
there's,
it.
There's a place around here in the city, I don't know, some random art gallery where they have molds of like all these famous people's like
that's probably
wieners.
Cynthia Plastercaster or something because she used to do
they
that.
Had like she's... Jimi Hendrix's mm-hmm. wiener there
she's
wow.
very famous yeah. for going around in the 60s and 70s and 80s as a groupie and what she was famous for doing is plaster casting all of these rock stars' penises.
Wow, I'm surprised wow. they were down with that. Well, rock stars then I guess they would
they're
be
rock
down
stars
with that.
Even if they don't have a big cock they think they do
exactly
yeah.
exactly that's like the clone of Willie. Do you know anyone who's ever used that?
I have tried it actually.
Of course
how
you have.
Well does
my
it work?
Friend Well, I tried it years ago. Grant Stoddard is a friend of mine. I haven't seen him in years, but he used to be a regular writer for Nerve. He had a column called I Did It for Science. And we were hanging out in L.A. for like 3 weeks in Yosemite outside of L.A. And actually, it was way outside of L.A. And he had to do a make-your-own dildo for I Did It for Science. And he asked me to help him mold it. We didn't do it right. Like it had air bubbles and it wasn't
right.
like the best dildo ever, but it was really interesting. The hardest part about the Clone of Willy, you have to stay erect in the cast
yeah.
for 2 minutes.
Oh.
So you have to do things like someone's got to be that
you
got to
be
watching
like,
porn
hey.
Or you got to
yeah.
be like getting made, you know. And we were not like super sexual together. So it was, I was
it
like,
was
here, read
science.
Some magazines.
Right.
Well,
right.
they did it on the Osbournes too. I don't oh. know if you catch that.
No.
When the Osbournes
did
were on
Ozzy
MTV. No, the Sun did it.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
Did you get to see it on the show?
No, they were like blurring it out. But they showed him walking around with like the cup on his
That's
on
hilarious.
His wiener,
no,
like,
I never saw it. The Clone of Willy is a kit that you can buy that would actually
I bet you can buy that on AdamandEve.com.
AdamandEve.com.
Oh,
coupon
so
code Emily.
Have you seen this? Because we saw it online somewhere. It's for people that are in long distance relationships where one person has the vagina on the other side and the other person has like a cock. On the other
is
of
that
the computer.
Real touch are you talking about?
It's like USB.
I don't know if that's the one I'm thinking of. I've heard of that. Yes.
Yeah.
There's a company called Real Touch, AEBN, that is doing all of these hookups where you can get it. I know that there's a one for guys and you plug it into your computer and then you put on a video and whatever's happening on the video, you feel it happening mm-hmm. to
you. Is that
kind
of what you're talking about?
No, but this is like you're actually having sex with like a, let's say, a pocket vagina, right? But on the other end, it's doing the motion of your penis with the penis. So like a girl has. So you get it?
So yeah, I kind of get it.
Is she using the dildo on her end and he's feeling it on his end?
Yeah, well, he's like versa? Like he's putting his penis into the pocket vagina and making it move on the other end, on the other computer.
No, how come we don't know about this? I don't know.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. I don't do long-distance relationships anymore. I was reading this great Modern Love in the New York Times.
Oh, I love Modern Love.
She said something about long-distance, and she said, when you're together, it's these exceedingly, you know, beautifully high highs and excruciatingly low lows. And I'm like, oh, that's the formula of long-distance.
It's true.
That's why I hate it.
They call them vacation relations because they're always vacation. You're always on vacation.
Yeah.
You're like, long-distance, you're in town. We've got 3 days. Let's just have sex the whole time and eat order and food.
Yeah, but you love long-distance relationships.
I know, because I don't as much anymore, but I did just because I like that they're not around all the time.
Yes.
I'm busy. Like, the guy wants to see you every single day. Like, I got stuff going on.
See,
so I used
like,
to like that.
I want to be seen every single day.
And you do.
I'm like, who's I'm that one in busy. Willy Wonka, Veruca? I want it now. I want it all. I want what I want.
I know. No, I totally get it. I get it. I mean, like, yeah, it gets exciting for a while, but then it just, you know. Okay, this is our latest poll on our website that you got to go check it out now at textlily.com. How long do you think foreplay should last? A, what foreplay? B, 5 minutes. C, 15 minutes. D, 45 minutes. And E, all night long, baby.
What would you say, Em?
Well, I would say I would love a 45-minute sesh, but it's probably not going to happen. So I'd say 15 minutes at least, and I can already answer for Menace. Menace would be A, what, foreplay?
Foreplay, yeah, no. If they're a good kisser, I'll foreplay all day. I'm just saying.
Right.
But if they're not, it's just like.
I would say all night long, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Go
foreplay, because, again, we talked about this before, that sex is not just penetration. Foreplay is sex. Like, that is part of the whole experience. If you can make foreplay last all night, that's amazing. I guess I would say that.
As long as she's taking me to Taco Bell after, I'm good.
She's obsessed with Taco Bell.
I wonder why Bob's Big Boy has locks on the door when they're open 24 hours.
Yeah,
I just don't understand.
I love that.
What do you mean they have locks on the door?
Like, there's locks on the doors when you walk into a Bob's Big Boy that's open 24 hours, but they're open 24 hours all day,
why do 24-hour places have locks on
closed?
The door?
I know. Kinko's used to have to be 24 hours and they closed all the time. Pissed me off. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. No, just why they have locks in general.
If you're always closed.
Christmas. Yeah. Christmas.
Nothing closes on Christmas anymore, I feel.
Yeah, thank God, because when we're Jews, like, it's a nightmare. It's the longest day of the year, because nothing, you can't do anything.
You got to prepare.
It's Christmas, you got to, like,
stock up. Well, she's screwed because
up.
She doesn't cook. There's no food in her house, so you probably almost starve to death every
Christmas. I do. I literally am like ramen noodles. I'm like, I know I had some ramen noodles around here somewhere.
I can't get food. Nothing is open.
Okay, I've got a little bit. We're not really doing a traditional, we're doing everything today, but I've got a little bit of sex in the news that I thought, what else would be good? There's really not that much, but morning sex is healthy for you. Can I hit it in the morning? Making love at 7:30
a.m. in the morning.
Making love at 7:30 a.m. is apparently one of the best ways that you can make your day healthy. A new study has revealed 7:30 a.m. the body produces a surge in sex hormones and a rush of adrenaline to get the person going in the morning. So morning sex is healthy.
I love morning sex because I have so much energy in the morning.
You do?
At night, I'm done. Yeah. I'm just like, get off of me. It's so fucking hot.
Morning sex I like, but I always feel like I'm up. I'm glad that I'm awake and I got to go.
See,
I got stuff to do.
I like sex a lot.
You're like, I don't care when.
But I like morning sex where you don't even finish and then you're all day like, and then you come home at night and then you finish.
Oh, yeah, that's good too. Morning and night sex. I don't care, but it's just saying it's healthy for you. So, and it helps a lot of couples with kids and stuff to get to do it in the morning. So just know that it's also healthy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do it when the sun's coming up. Then you get like that night morning vibe.
When the sun's coming up? Well, you wake up at like 4 a.m. Can you get anyone to have sex with you at 4 a.m.?
At 4 a.m.?
Don't you wake up early, Menace?
Yeah.
An early morning
I'm
radio
an early
show.
Morning person.
No, I can't get. But I've done it in the past, like when I was dating with, like I had somebody that was living with me that I was dating. I would wake up that early and have sex with them and then go to work.
Yeah, in December, there were two mornings at 5:15. One morning I woke up and one morning the guy I was seeing woke up at like 5:15. And the morning I woke up, I'm like, I just need sex. And he did the same thing the next day. We had sex and then we went back to bed.
That's awesome. That's good.
Cool.
That happens
nice.
In the new relationships. Right. You wake each other up, you have sex all the time, and then you
and
don't.
And then it goes downhill.
Oh, see?
No, it doesn't.
Doom and gloom.
I'm reading
right here.
I'm not doom and gloom. I'm just saying that
The Passionate Marriage by David Schnarch
oh,
is one one of the best books I've been reading.
I've heard about it. I have it. I actually own it, never read it.
I just started reading it last week, and it really is a wonderful book for couples on how to keep that relationship
alive. The Passionate
alive.
Marriage. I own it. I need to read it. So David Sharnash?
David Schnarch. The Passionate Marriage.
Another Jew writing about sex.
Jews and sex. I mean, we're one of the only religions that didn't get, like, beaten down with how bad sex is
it's
and
so
how evil
true.
It is.
That's why, literally most of the sex experts that we know in the world are Jewish, and I don't know what that means. I don't know because we didn't get beaten down.
Yeah,
my mom was like, "Did you want to talk about sex?" And
hell no, I don't want to talk about.
And
sex.
It's actually been really fascinating. I know you're going to do more stuff.
Just emails. We've got time. Keep talking.
I'm working on this site that's about to launch called Gasm.org, and it's all about female sexual pleasure, and it's everything from like how to have an orgasm to sex and disability, sex and illness, sex and being a new mom, orgasms and being.
Oh, I love it.
So it covers like everything for women, and that's what we're actually looking for women in New York right now. So people can email me at jamie@gasm.org if, and that's J-A-M-Y-E, if they want to be interviewed on camera.
Oh, okay.
About female orgasms.
I love it.
But it's really fascinating to see the array of like people's experiences around orgasm. There was a girl who was telling me she can't describe her orgasms only in colors. So she must have synesthesia where like her synapses are kind of crossed, like sometimes mm-hmm. you smell and see.
Right.
But every orgasm is a color. She can't tell you what it feels like. She can tell. I mean, she can, but she can tell you more what color
that is.
It is.
So interesting. So this website, so it's Gasm, G-A-S-M
.org.
.org.
And it's not launched yet. It's going to launch in the next few days.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Yeah.
Didn't
I mean, you're
I write
part
something?
Of it. Uh-huh.
Okay, I wrote
Absolutely.
Something for
and
them.
We're going to have you on it again.
Because the elusive female orgasm, people need a place to go to understand it because God knows we get a million emails about them. And
yeah.
That's what everyone wants to ask about it, and understand as a female orgasm. And they could put some tingling stuff on their clitoris.
Cool. Do you find it on the website?
Do you find an orgasm on the website?
Or are you able to find it?
Oh my God, that would be a great game. Find the orgasm.
No,
yeah,
we want to do an
G-spot.
App. We want to do an app like Dude, Where's My G-Spot app.
Oh my God, you should totally do that app.
G-Spot locator.
Yeah.
And then it has a little boop, 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 boop. And then
a little GPS.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh baby. We're developing it even more and more. I love it. Well, I was just going to read an email here about kinky sex that
Yay.
I thought that maybe we could talk about.
Are you saying it's Freaky Friday because it's Friday the 13th? Or are you just saying
Ooh,
Freaky Friday
it is
in general?
Friday the 13th.
Just throwing it out there.
Well, it's Freaky Friday because Jamie's here. And we're talking about kinky sex. And it's Friday the 13th. Does this make you nervous at all?
No.
Does anyone freak out about that stuff?
Like, I think it's a good luck day.
Yeah.
Me too. I have no issues with Friday. Although now. Oh, I didn't even talk about this.
I was late
my
for work
day,
today.
No, my day started out horribly, horribly wrong.
What?
No.
Yes, it was a horrible Friday the 13th, and I can't believe it. So I was going to open with this, but Jamie's here, and I'm so excited. Like my synapses are firing all over
the place. Your clit was tingling.
My clit's tingling. I got a ticket this morning by a CHP, California Highway Patrol officer, in a really mean one. I was getting on the highway going to work, and there was a lot of traffic. There was like a backup for like 10 minutes, and finally there was a little opening on the shoulder. So I rode up on the shoulder to pass the other cars, which is illegal, I know. Mm-hmm. But the cop was there putting down cones for a reason. And he goes, "You, get over. Mm-hmm. And he yelled at me. And he was like one of those mean CHP cops with like, he was like, had the glasses on and the khaki uniform, which is different than the local guys. And he was like, pull over. I'm like, "What's wrong, officer?" He's like, "You're driving on the shoulder. And I think that's more serious than speeding. You could have killed me. You almost killed me. I had cones I was putting out. Why do you think my wife would feel if you killed me?" So I just started crying. I was like, "I'm so sorry. Please don't give me a ticket. I didn't mean it. I'm in a rush to a meeting." Like, I had no excuse.
No,
like,
you don't say you're in a rush. Never say that.
I said all the wrong things.
Yeah.
And I just sat in my
before.
Car crying because I'm like, I got to be self-admit. I got a full disclosure. I got a ticket a week ago.
What? You didn't tell me this.
For making a left-hand turn on friggin' Market Street.
How do you get tickets? I've gotten out. I'm a dude, and I've gotten out of so many tickets. I haven't gotten tickets in years.
Either. I got one for talking on my cell phone and admitted it. I was like, "Yeah, I know I'm on my speakerphone," and they wrote that on the ticket.
Oh my God, I could not get out. I could never get out.
So
this
back.
Is what
go
I
on.
Do. Oh, go ahead.
No,
go
so
ahead,
I was going left. Okay, so it was Market Street. Is this long, annoying main thoroughfare in San Francisco? Jamie just moved here. Just so you know, you can never go left on Market. If you are on Market, you have to go right. You're stuck on Market. You're stuck on Market for like blocks and blocks and blocks, and there's lights, and it's awful. So it was like one point I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going left. I have to get on Fifth Street right now." So I made a left. Like, I'm an idiot. There's a cop right behind me. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you know you can't go left on Market? I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I'm sure he looks at my license. Like, I've lived here for 20 years. Like, yes, I knew that. But anyway, I got a ticket there, and then I got a ticket today. So I'm bawling in my car this morning, and he still gave me the ticket. But I was upset because I'm like, oh, my God, my points, the things, whatever, was a bad
day. These
Friday
13th. Points?
I think it's going to be moving violations and shit. And I cried. I tried to get out of it.
No, that's not how you
I would have popped a mask in and given him a blowjob. I didn't know. I really was upset. So.
Wait, how do you get out of it?
Yeah, Menace, what do you
do? Even in L.A., it's worked for me,
I've not gotten out of the two tickets I've gotten.
Okay.
You've only gotten two in your life?
Well, I've only driven for 2 years.
Oh, you live in New York.
I haven't gotten a ticket in so many years because it's the same routine. No matter where I'm at, what time, anything – This is what you do when you get pulled over, because my buddy, his dad was CHP. He was like the head of CHP, and he's like, when you get pulled over, immediately take your wrist and put them on top of the steering wheel, right? Because the officer feels safe, because you could have a gun, your hands can be anywhere. Don't be like fidgeting around everywhere and wait for him to walk up to the window. So he feels much safer, right? But then So they appreciate that. This is before I go into my next maneuver, which has been getting me out of stuff. That doing that alone has gotten me out of a speeding ticket going over 20 miles over the speed limit.
Okay.
They said, oh, I appreciate that. Go ahead. Have a nice day. Right? So the second thing I do is I say they always go, what are you doing? I go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my way to work right now. Don't say I'm in a rush to go to work. Just say, oh, I'm going to work right now. And they go, Where is that at? And I go, oh, I'm a radio DJ. And they go, really? And I go, what station? And then I say the radio station that I'm at. And if they're not excited with that one, I just start listing off every single one that I ever worked
for. So why do they think that's so cool? Radio is not every CHP officer is going to be
it's
like
it's worked
psyched.
For me every single time.
I should have said I had a so-called sex with Emily, and then I should have popped in my trunk and been like, take this home to your wife.
Yes.
I'm no. Sorry I didn't kill you.
Don't give them over in- – over too much. Don't be too apologetic. Don't give him so much information. Just be like, yeah, I'm a radio DJ. I work for the station, blah, blah.
I should have given him a copy of Hot Sex. It was in my trunk. I would have
been
like,
here, now you have 200 days.
I'm
so
tell
you
your wife that
alive.
I'm sorry I almost killed you, and here, go have great sex for 200 days.
And I haven't gotten a ticket for years.
So I tell him I'm a radio host?
Yeah. You just go, you get pulled over.
What if he's like a Mormon or something, and I tell him I have a sex talk show?
I wouldn't say sex talk show. Just say you're a radio DJ, and then if you ask more, then you tell them.
You think that that's like being like a celeb or something? I guess it is.
It's worked for me every time.
Every time you get pulled over. Well, I have gotten two tickets in 2 weeks, and I wish you would have told me this 2 weeks ago. Because
you didn't even tell me about
idea.
The first ticket.
I know, I blocked it. I'm not happy about it. Like, I can't believe I got another one. I was literally like a baby this morning on the way to work, crying. Like, please don't give me a ticket. I just can't handle the ticket right now.
Well, I know not everybody out there is a radio DJ, so just go ahead and try
you can't all be a radio DJ, so don't try this at home.
So try the wrist thing. Once you get pulled over, automatically
put your wrists up like you're about to get arrested?
Yeah, but put your hands, but like spread out your fingers and put your wrists on top of the steering wheel and just go like that.
Okay.
Because their number one fear is they're pulling over somebody that's about to shoot them.
Oh.
So when you do that, they see your hands and then they feel more comfortable.
Like me and my little mini with my dog, I'm going to shoot them. Anyway, it doesn't
matter. Look, chicks are crazy. They'll shoot you.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I just had to share that with you. And there was one other thing I was going to share with you today, but I can't remember what it was, but it was really important. But I'll tell you about it Monday.
Okay,
should we read this Freaky Friday email?
Let's read it.
Okay, kinky sex. My husband and I have been married for a year, but been together almost 4 years. We've never really had much of a sex life. I've come from a few highly sexual relationships before him. He very rarely initiates sex. I also feel like he is embarrassed in a way. I feel like asking him to do anything kinky is totally out of the question because he will think it's stupid or won't be able to do it with a straight face. When we do have sex, it's just not enthusiastic. It's always the same. I guess my question for you is, how do I get my husband on the same page as me sexually? How do I get him to understand how important sex is? How do we make it fun and not embarrassing for him, but still a little wild and crazy for me? Signed, Sarah. That's a great email leading into our Freaky Friday, our closing out of Freaky Friday. What do you think, Jamie? So she's embarrassed. She wants to try more things. She wants to spice it up. And she's assuming that he's going to freak out, that he's going to not be open to it. But maybe he will be. You never know. But you need to start Start with something small. It doesn't have to be, don't have to go into all the wild and kinky stuff first, but what would you suggest?
I mean, I think, first of all, what I heard was she's putting all of her own stuff on him.
On him, exactly.
Like, I feel like he'd be this way. I don't think he'd be into it. But have you asked? That's the first thing. Like,
right.
Have you actually talked about what you would like? And I think that's huge. I mean, this is what I'm talking about in this book, The Passionate Marriage. Like, David Schnars talks about differentiation, how you have to believe and hold on to what you want, hold on to yourself in order to make a relationship work.
Right.
And so I think that if you own that these are the things you want and that they turn you on, and you're saying too, he doesn't initiate, well, maybe right now you need to initiate,
exactly.
Sarah.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. And if you want the sex you want, go for it. Get it. I think she's placing way too much of her opinion on, or her, like,
she's worried about what he's thinking. She's totally assuming that he's going to have all these reactions, which might not actually happen. You could be totally wrong. They've been together 4 years. They've only married a year. I say this is a great time to do it and start talking about it. Bring it up. Talk about fantasies. Does he have any fantasies? Do you have any fantasies that you've been wanting to try? Is there anything new that you could – I mean, I think you're going to have to initiate it. You're like complaining that he's not initiating. You've got to bring it.
And you can go to a website like Adam Eve or whatever.
Buy a sex story?
And shop together. Like, this really interests me. And this is why it interests me to try this. Can we order it? And, you know, just like open up a dialogue. It's very different if you come at somebody and say, I don't think you're going to like this, but what I really want is this. You have to go on and be like, oh my God, I had this amazing fantasy last night where you took me down, tied me to the bed, and just did me. And it really turned me on.
Right, right. And how would you do that? And, oh, look, I happen to have some bondage strips here or something. So
Sports Sheets makes a great under-the-bed bondage restraint set that I'm like literally like – I'm so happy. I was just at a sex toy expo. Under the bed and they're just straps and they have hooks all the way on them so you can attach things to them. And they're not scary or threatening. They are just big straps.
They're under your
hooks.
Bed and you can choose to use them whenever you want. You don't got to like, oh, where are those straps as you know, they're already there under your bed.
I mean, I think she has to take the initiative and stop
too.
Assuming that he's going
exactly.
to first
I think
foremost.
She's just afraid that she's going to be rejected.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Where is she from again?
John Waters
she
always
say
says,
where she's from.
No is always free.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been to Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, this great wine is called Charles Schwab.
Two-buck Chuck?
Yeah, she should totally bring that
Menace
into the relationship.
He just discovered it.
Menace, really?
Yeah,
that's
Cabernet.
Such good wine.
Oh, just because it's $2 wine. I'll put it in a different bottle and you'll think it's amazing.
That's so not true. But anyway, he's really.
Well, that will spice
you
up your
box
relationship.
It for me, please.
Menace
it's
is
a $6
solution.
Party. You get 3 bottles of that, you are wasted.
Menace's solution to everything is alcohol, which. I don't know.
It's a social lubricant, but yeah. I also think that especially with kinky sex, you have to be really careful because if your brain is not functioning at its highest level, you don't feel the right amounts of pain. You don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I just think that when it comes to kinkier, well, I think honestly, when it comes to sex, I prefer not to be so drunk because I want to know what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And Menace, we're working on that him
for
2012. So I was going to pull some things out from our book here, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon, written by Jamie Waxman and Emily Morse.
It's been selling really well from what I understand.
I don't know anything. I talked about
Are all those
numbers.
Royalty checks coming in or what?
In a few years.
Oh, we need to talk about, is it going to really be a few years?
It could be. I don't know what the deal, we have to talk about
offline.
I love that we're going to be friends in SF. Yeah! Okay,
Jamie just moved here. We're really excited. So we've got our BDSM page. Not only does a collar look hot as naughty, not only does a collar look hot as a naughty accessory, but you can also grab a leash, hook it to the collar, and take your human playmate for a walk. Who's a good doggie? So we've got some stuff in here about.
And it should
picture.
Be fun. Like, you know, when
fun.
You're saying that, I'm thinking, ruff, ruff. Like, I would just do that and start laughing because, you know, I'm very. Actually, role play is very hard for me.
Oh, okay.
It really
me too,
is.
A little bit. But I like it, but it's hard. To
I like it, but like once someone initiates it and really gets into it, I can go there. But if they're like, okay, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, you be the master and just you tell me what to do.
Right. No, it is very hard to do. We always talk about that. That it is.
What
a hard
kind of
thing.
Dog would that person be?
I like to be like a Chihuahua or a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's, you know, they look the same.
An Australian herd. What are those shepherd dogs? Like,
oh yeah,
heard,
yeah.
They heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and no, okay, this is something that I like. Make him wait.
Yes.
One of the joys of bondage is the opportunity to focus on titillating your partner. Menace does not understand teasing. So how do we explain to him that it could actually...
I'm just like, bitch, suck my dick already. Right. I do not need to be teased.
But if you're like that and it's like waiting longer and longer, aren't you like, oh my God, now, bitch, suck my... Now, now!
Yeah.
Because so you want it so bad.
That would be
bad.
Cool for 15 seconds. And then I'm like, just get it on. This stupid teasing thing. But if you want to get teased, that's fine. I'll tease you all goddamn day long. It's just not my thing.
Will you really? Like, I love the teasing. Yeah. And I don't think that guy's teasing up.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll tease all day long, Menace.
No, Menace will tease for like all 3 minutes long.
All day long, I'll tease you.
As long as the day is 3 minutes.
I'll wave a $100 bill in front of you and tease you all day and say,
oh. Yeah, because all women are money whores. Exactly. But make him wait the teasing. I think
I'm
that
so
a lot of guys,
money
have
whore.
You ever teased, have you teased guys before?
Oh my God, I love teasing.
Right, so how do you tease? Give me an example of one of your teasing mechanisms, how you tease a man.
Even, just like,
partner.
Like talking, like last night I saw the guy I've been dating and we kissed in the parking lot and we went home separately.
Okay.
And then I got home and I was like, oh my God, you should have totally slipped your hand down my pants while we were in the parking lot. I can't stop thinking about it. And it started this conversation like, this is what I would do. And it was a text. We started teasing each other on text.
Right.
And that's really hot to me.
Really hot. And then did he come over eventually or no? You just ended there.
I can't get him to do that part yet.
No, you just
teased him. He's a workaholic.
Him.
So, so no, he didn't. But I masturbated, so I got off.
You got off on the text. See, Menace, you love texting. You could do a texting tease.
Yeah, I can do that all day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good way to tease. So then when you get to your partner at night, mm-hmm. you've done all of that for hours, and then you can get
no,
to
they're going
to
still want more. They're still – come on. True or not
depends.
True.
True or not true what? That men are going to want more.
Even though we text you all day long, getting you all horned up, as they say – you're still going to want to, like...
do more before you go to Pound Town?
Yeah, like, make out and stuff.
Yeah, dude, we're going to make out. Why don't you go down on us? We are going to want a lot more before Pound Town. We're gonna need you to stop in... I'm trying to think of something funny that the town before Pound Town.
Humpville.
Foreplayville.
Humpville.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. We'll have to have a conversation at some point about really good cunnilingus, too, because I have to say that, like... a guy who knows how to use this. I finally have met a tongue that's like a robot tongue. It's like the best thing in the world.
So quick, talk to me about
it. Oh my God, this is so TMI.
Did he just know or did you have to?
There was a little of both, but mostly he just knows.
Okay, so tell me about this master.
I don't understand. I had 2 orgasms from oral sex in 1 hour, and that's never happened to me.
He went down on you for an hour.
Well, he went down on me, I came, and then we did other things, and then he went down on me again, and I came. And then we did other things.
Oh, my God. So what did he do? Because I can't tell you. I have a lot of male. Talk to me.
It's a lot. I think you have to honestly, like, exercise your tongue. Like, I think sucking on, like, taking, like, a fruit or something, like a mango and cutting it in half and just sucking and trying to, like, to get all of the fruit away from the pit or something like that could be a good way. Strengthening the tongue so you can last for a long time. Because I'm not a 2-second.
How long does it take you typically to have an orgasm during oral sex?
During oral sex, depending on how good it is.
Right.
I mean, it's been from 5 minutes to like an hour.
Damn, an hour?
See? That response.
That is Menace. Menace is like, that's his biggest nightmare.
Joking, kids.
No. So he does, so is it like, does he flick?
He flicks. He also goes really slow. For parts of it. And also, it's not focused on the clit. It's around the clit for me.
Right, which is a big tip for lots of men to go around the clit.
Plus, you have to remember there's a difference. Like, I call it, I'm very proud of this phrase I made up, cameralingus. So when you're watching a video and you see cunnilingus, it's called cameralingus because you're seeing tongue. You got to be in there, too. And I think a lot of guys think, like, being away and just, like, the little flicks can work. But no, get in that pussy.
Right. We were, like, saying it's like eating a peach. Like, you get the juice all over your face. You got to do
and
it.
And practice eating a peach.
Practice eating a peach. That'll be like eating a pussy. We're just saying all the words. We try to be
classy ladies here on Friday, everybody.
Sorry, that's one of my favorite words.
Pussy?
What would your classy word be?
My classy word?
Vagina? Yeah.
Vagina? No.
What's a classy word?
A classy word?
For pussy.
For pussy? No, I say vagina and she hates it.
No, I don't hate vagina. I just don't
love
the word
vagina. I call people vaginas. Like if a guy's being a pussy, I say.
He's a vagina.
He's a vagina.
Like, that just doesn't even. Why
it's the same
vagina?
Thing as calling him a pussy. It's funnier when you say vagina.
It's not that funny.
It
I didn't laugh
it's
at
hilarious.
All. Okay,
well,
I
you don't get comedy.
We're gonna wrap up, which is sad.
So much fun.
But now, Well, it's happy because it's Freaky Free Friday. But Jamie lives in San Francisco now, so you're going to come back a lot.
I would love to.
And if you want to check out our book, Jamie Waxman, Emily Morse, Hot Sex, and Jamie, tell us how to find you because you're amazing. And where can people find you?
Well, you can find me. Gasm.org is going to be the new site. JamieWaxman.com. And on Twitter, I'm JAMYE.
Okay, JAMYE. And also, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Same with Menace. He's White Menace on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. Oh, and I'm Instagram, too. Sex with Emily. Just started my Instagram account.
I'm excited.
I think I have one follower, which is White Menace.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Okay, love you, Jamie. Love you, Menace.
You.
Happy weekend. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.